Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello everyone and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 252. Today we have Krishana Mohan, entrepreneur, business coach, speaker, number one best-selling author as seen on Fox TV. Over the last 20 years, he has helped three Fortune 500 companies, several startups, organizations focusing on sales, business development, and finance. His management style has been described as decisive and motivational, where success comes from focused commitment to developing new business, cultivating relationship, training salespeople, and creating growth strategies. Hello, Krishan.
Hi, Patience. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I know the clan, he is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, what you did before you started your own online businesses?
Oh, yeah, sure, Patience. So I have come from sales background and, interestingly, got an opportunity to start my career with Fortune 500 companies. So I worked in, these large multinational companies for over, 9+ years. And then I moved on to, different industries. Like I worked in consumer durables, IT, telecom, manufacturing, energy, data center, IT. So I worked in several industries in the corporate world for over, 20+ years. And then at that point, I realized that I have the right skills and knowledge and experience to start something of my own. And then also focused on my education along the way. I gained three master's degrees in, marketing, international business, and then finance. And then, that's how I got into my own business. So that's a little background before I started my business.
Wow, what a great background, Krishan. What is the most dangerous belief an entrepreneur can have?
Well, the most dangerous belief that an entrepreneur can have is that they overestimate what they can do and they underestimate what is really possible. Let me reframe that. They overestimate what they can do. So I can do this. I can do this. This year, I can do $2 million revenue, or I can pull this business, this idea off. My idea is a $1 billion idea. So some of these are, from my perspective, are overestimating themselves. The reality is very different. What I mean by underestimating what is possible is sometimes these entrepreneurs, these business owners, they have the talent, they have the skills, they have the idea, but they don't know what is possible with what they already have. They don't know their strengths. So sometimes they will try to be very conservative, wherein they should be very aggressive and do the right things, and they don't do that. So either way, both are dangerous to them.
Wow. So what advice would you give? Because sometimes when they start, they're like, oh, I don't want to be so aggressive, seeing like I'm marketing, I feel like I'm a needy. Maybe you can give them, what could they do?
I think first and foremost thing, Patience, is that everybody needs to do a self-assessment. I need to sit and assess my strengths, my weaknesses, my opportunities, and my threats. That is something that everybody needs to introspect before getting into anything. That's the step number one. By that, what happens is that you get clarity on you. Yes, these are my strengths. I'm a great communicator. I have my education, and I'm also a people-oriented person. I have, some backup in terms of what I can invest in my business, but I may not have a great idea. Okay, so that's the reality. There is another guy who has a brilliant idea, but he has no resources, no money, no network. He doesn't know what to do. And you have other person who is just frustrated with his job, but he thinks that getting into business will solve all problems of his life. So there are different situations, but they need to get an assessment about who they are, what are their strengths and what are their weaknesses. Then what they can do is they can start working in tandem with their, you know, strengths, and then, you know, filling those weaknesses by bringing other partners, like the people like money partners, which are investors, or, you know, some other guy may have an idea, they can bring that one. They can work on those weaknesses by bringing others onto the table, and then combining these two things will become a rock solid foundation, you know, and then you can build that business. So this is not the way people are looking at it. They're just jumping on board first and then figuring out it later. And then before they realize it's too late. And then now you have this failure business, and then which has repercussions on your finances, your family, and then it is putting pressure on everything else. And then you try to make mistakes by taking some wrong steps, maybe going back to the job, or maybe repeating the same mistakes, starting another business, but you never analyzed where the mistake is happening. The mistake is not marketing, mistake is not the actions. Mistake is the mindset. Mistake is having a clarity on what you're doing as against where you're going.
Let's touch shortly on mindset. As someone who has started and then failed, the family maybe has spent all the family's money and his money, and then it's like, oh, maybe this is not for me. I would like to try something else. How can they change their mindset and get into a different approach?
Yeah, so patients, if they do the homework, like I mentioned in the previous answer, they don't need to worry. Yes, failures happen in business. Failures always happen, and failures are like opportunities. You know, you basically, your job as an entrepreneur is problem solving. You got to be a problem solver. Your job is, as an entrepreneur, the number one skill that you need to have is problem solving. You have to solve problem. I don't have money, so where do I get the money? How does the finance industry work? How does the banking system work? How does the private investors work? What is in it for them to invest on your business? Why should they invest in your business? It's your job is to figure out these answers and be in a position to present them to them so they are convinced to invest in your business. Like, go back to the family. Your family is upset. It's your job to bring them on board to your ideas, to your goals, to your philosophies. You know, because if they're not on board, then you can only go so far, because they're always going to pull you back. Your family can be your strength. Your family can be your weakness in business, because family want to be conservative. You got to protect your family. That's your responsibility. Now you are taking out risks. You're going out of the way and doing things that are risky. And then there is always a chance to lose. You lost this in the first business. There is always a chance to lose in the second business. Yes, there is a probability of success, but there is always a chance. Now, how do you answer that? How do you justify that? So you got to make sure that you bring everybody around you, whether it is your wife, your husband, your family, your friends or extended family, or your stakeholders, like maybe partners, investors, or anybody, including employees. Everybody has to be on board on your idea, your philosophy, your goals, and then everybody needs to believe in each other. I believe in you. Yes, you move forward. If you fail, we are with you. If you win, we are with you. You know, that's the kind of mindset we need to bring onto the table. Otherwise, you cannot leave people. You may lose employees. You may lose, like I said, you will risk your relationships. You cannot do that.
Wow, thank you for sharing on that. Okay, you've been in business for the last 20 years. Why do you do what you do?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, during my childhood, patients, you know, I've been, you know, testing a lot of things or analyzing a lot of things, you know, thinking a lot of things, and then just working on myself to realize, who am I? What's my personality? What is it that I really want in my life? What is my strength and what is my weakness? And then I realized that I'm a people person. I like interacting with people. I like solving problems, when I mean people's problems. And I get satisfaction out of that. And I because I made a difference in somebody's life. And then thereby, I realized that I may be good in sales. And that's how I ventured into sales. And I realized that, you know, I tried other things that did not work. But when I got into sales, I realized that became like a natural extension of my personality. Sales is not selling a product or a service. It's just solving somebody's problems. Maybe through your product, maybe through your service. You're an advisor. You're a consultant. you make them realize their problems, you identify their problems, and provide the best possible solution, and then you become their trusted advisor. And that's a long-term relationship. So that's the philosophy. And then whether you're selling for another company, whether you're selling for your company, you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you're always selling. You know, it's your job to sell your idea. It's your job to sell your product, your job to sell the opportunity in your company when you're hiring an employee. It's the same thing. So because I care for my people around me at any kind of capacity, I think I'm doing what I'm doing, and that's what drives me forward. You know, yes, there are problems. Problems actually increase as you move forward in life. Now I face bigger problems, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to be I'm going to be worried about it. I'll try to figure out a way. That's my job. My job is to figure out solutions to the problems. That's how I move forward.
Let's put man aside. How do you know you are successful in your businesses?
So, it goes back to the goals, like I mentioned before, right? Like when you start your business, or when you start, 2020 in the beginning of the year, you're planning for the rest of the year. You know, like I have my revenue goals, I have my cash flow goals, I have my profitability goals, I have my employee goals, I have my organizational goals, I have my personal goals, I have my family goals. So, and then I break those goals, annual goals, to quarterly goals, and then break them to monthly goals, and break them to weekly goals, and break them to daily goals. And then I track my progress against those goals. So if I'm behind, then I'm behind. Then if I'm on target, on my goals, and then if I exceed those goals, obviously I'm successful, because I know my starting point, I know my finish line. So my success is measured based on this, not really based on what others think. Success is a very generic term, and then to me, I have my own goals. I like freedom. It's not about money. It's what money can bring to you in your life. Your happiness, your peace, your health, and then your family, everything else around you. But I think, achieving my goals and then, fulfilling my bigger purpose, as I mentioned, in this intangible way. If I'm, fulfilling those, then I'm successful. If I'm not, then I'm behind.
But can anyone be an entrepreneur?
Yes, if they're willing to pay the price. So what I mean by that...
What's the price?
Yeah, in a precise language. So what I mean by that, I'll break that up. Yes, because anybody can become anything. That's the number one thing. It's not that, it's only for select few people or something like that. Anybody can become anything. I can become a doctor. I can become a scientist. But the reality is I need to pay the price. It's a different price. It's a different sacrifice. Price, I mean, not money, sacrifices. Hard work, sleepless nights, you will jeopardize so many things, to achieve that goal. But are you willing to pay the price? That's the real question. That is the reason why many people give up. Failure is constant. Everybody will fail. That's not a, new thing. Unless you're very new, you'll be surprised with failure. But somebody who's in the business for a long time, failure is just like everyday thing. It happens on a daily basis. But they overcame those failures, and they're living, they're doing what they're doing, they're moving forward in spite of failures. But the real reason why they're moving forward is they are paying the price. They are working hard. They are willing to learn. They are willing to make sacrifices. They are willing to make a difference to others. They have a purpose. They have a dream. But it's not everybody is like that. They can fall down 100 times and wake up and then do the next thing. So they're not going to give up. So this is an attitude. If you don't have these kind of belief systems and this kind of attitude towards the work, then this is not for you.
What sacrifices and prices have you paid along the way in the last 20 years?
Well, you know, it may take one day to tell that how many things I lost to get here. So yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, money is a big sacrifice. Obviously, I lost a lot of money. I invested a lot of money for education. Like, that, so much money got into investment in terms of, you know, learning, education. It is continuous journey. There's so much investment goes to education that people can even buy cars or homes with that kind of money. Again, that's what I said. Are you willing to pay the price? The money lost in business because of the failures that I had. Relationships, not spending time with the family. No parties, no friends. Nothing of that sort for extended period of years, maybe like several years. Literally, I don't know what I did in many years. I have nothing to memorize other than work, other than this. So, you know, sleeplessness forever, almost forever. There's nothing that I can describe that I did not sacrifice to get here to where I am. Like every possible thing that you can imagine, I think I have made that kind of a sacrifice. But
you had your goal.
Yeah, to reach my goals. But I don't have any regrets because I'm on a purpose. I'm on a mission. So
thank you. What have you learned from business as a whole?
What I learned is that there is tremendous amount of opportunity that we cannot even imagine, even I cannot even imagine, in terms of what are the possibilities. There is no limits to what you can do. The limit is only in your own mind. I can make $1 million. Yeah, that's true, because that's what you believe. Whatever you think, whatever is the number you want to add to that, you can achieve. There is no limits to it. I can make $100,000. Fair enough. That's what you believe, so that's what is going to happen. There's no limits to what anybody can do, in spite of any kind of challenges, but it's just the belief system. Because once you have the right kind of a belief system, then the opportunities show up in real world. They're out there. Everything is out there. But just because of what we believe are possible in our life, those only we pursue in life. And that's how we get results in life. And that's how that becomes the belief system gets more validated, and it becomes a firm belief in terms of what's possible. So unlimited possibilities is what I learned through business. What I also realized is that through business, a lot of other doors will open to meet interesting people, great relationships, unbelievable, you know, access to unbelievable ideas, talent. It's extremely gratifying satisfaction, you know, beyond money that comes along pursuing a business, because you're it's like a sport. You're playing for that trophy, you know. If you look at it, and you have these players, you have to be you know a team player. You have to work with everybody. You need to understand their strengths and their weaknesses. And in the end, once you get the trophy, you forget all the hard work that you did.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
Oh, my spiritual dimension, my philosophical, you know, ideas, and you know, my interest towards psychology and human behavior.
How did you get into spiritual?
It's daily practices, and you know, it's right from the beginning onwards, you know, because we are a part of the supreme universe. You know, we are nothing but energetic, you know, fields in human form, so that's how you are strong. That's why you are strong. You're a part of everything, and everything is nothing but you. And once you start realizing that, and if you try to connect to your own source, then you, all of a sudden you become powerful. You no longer are weak. Your life is no longer shallow, because you have a foundation. And then you seek answers. You seek your support system through your source, by connecting to the source. And you always need to find out a way to stay connected. and then stay aligned to the source. So thereby, everything else around you will start supporting you. So it can happen through meditation. It can happen through your own, internal journey. So these are some of the ways that I stay grounded, I would say.
In your businesses, do you ever have a mentor or a coach yourself?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have continuously mentors, coaches, guides, teachers. I have constantly had somebody to, I went and, I was seeking answers. I was seeking their help. I was always seeking, answers and help for the things that I don't know throughout my journey, including now. It's very important for everybody. This is something that I would suggest anybody, is that they have to have, mentors or coaches to help them to reach their goals, because there is help out there. There are people who are really, ready to help. They have been there, they have done that. They know what you're going through. You don't have to go through that rough roads again and avoid potential pitfalls. But you are the seeker. You got to go. You got to step out of your comfort zone and seek those mentors or coaches. There is help. There's a lot of help. Yeah.
What is the most valuable thing your mentors or coaches has told you?
So on a daily basis, if you look at it, no matter what you're doing, whether you're doing a job or business or trying to create something, you're always focused on it and you're always busy in doing that. But the way the coaches can help you is to look at what you are doing versus what you want to do and versus what you are, and then identify things that you're not able to see, like your blind spots. You're missing some things that you're not able to see yourself. And they will help you to stay on track. They will also help you not to deviate from your goal. They will do minor changes that you have to implement in what you're doing can make a significant difference to the end goal that you're trying to achieve. It's like that, just like any other football or any other game. You are the player, coach is not the player, but the coach can see things that you cannot see. But his valuable inputs or his observations and his guidance will make you to win the trophy.
Let's talk about your business. Tell us more about your business coaching.
Yeah. So we started Genius Visionary as a management consulting firm, helping large corporations on entity structuring, market expansions, growth, valuations, due diligence and compliance in M&A space and exit strategies. And while we do that, we realize that the small business owners needs a lot of help from experts like us. And then we started business coaching practice. And then we started helping business owners like around $5 million revenue, $500,000 to $5 million revenue, to help them on reaching their revenue goals. Helping them on, fixing their operations and making their business efficient, and then also helping them on business funding and financing. We also help them on getting them to build business credit based on their, federal ID number, so they can raise unlimited capital through the business without using their own collateral. So we try to bring in solutions around revenue, solutions around funding, solutions around operations, which in turn helps them to reach their goals, at the same time increase their valuation of their business, and then also give them that peace of mind that they don't need to fail, because the small businesses are having a lot of risks to fail, under 2 years and under 5 years. So that's what we do in coaching. And we have different ways that the business owners can engage with us. either one-on-one coaching or a combination of group coaching, and our Genius Online Academy, which is a 52 weeks DIY e-learning platform that we developed. So they can also subscribe to Genius Online Academy and then learn at their own self-pace. It's actually applicable anywhere in the world. So we have an online platform, mm-hmm. we have a group coaching, we also have one-on-one coaching. And then we also have a separate program for funding and financing. So we have several ways that they can work with us. So this is what we are doing here. We have a team of coaches, we have advisors, we have full plethora of resources to help any small business owners to reach their goals.
Where can we find your business and how can we connect with you?
Oh, yeah. So the best way to connect with me is through LinkedIn. I'm pretty active. I accept any invitations. Also, if anybody is interested to, connect with me or communicate with me or have questions, they can reach me at krishna@geniusbusinesscoach.com. Again, krishna@geniusbusinesscoach.com. Or they can visit our websites, geniusvisionaryinc.com, geniusbusinesscoach.com. Or geniusonlineacademy.com. They can get my free book download, which is very useful. I listed 8 strategies that they can implement in their business to skyrocket their revenues. And then also we offered a 3-part education series for free. And then if they need any further help or assistance, they can always contact us and we'll be more than happy to come up with some kind of a solution for their business.
You mentioned your book. Is it by any chance on Amazon?
Yeah, this book we have not listed on Amazon. This book is for our customers who are willing to be coached for business growth. I do 45-minute breakthrough sessions with business owners wherein we show money upfront before we take an engagement. So we show at least $10,000 in their business that they're losing right now without investing a dollar on any advertisement and marketing. So we have a process. So I listed that, and I also listed 8 strategies that they can use it. We are giving that as a complimentary offer for them. I have another book, which is Illiterate Real Estate Professionals from my other business. That book is on Amazon. I'm a number one best-selling author on that book. I also have authored another book called Insider Secrets to Build Business Credit and Financing. This is available on lulu.com. So they have a lot of resources if they want to get hold of either me or my resources.
Wow. Thank you for sharing. So, Klan, there will be more from Krishan in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcasting platforms rather than my website and you're encouraged by Krishan's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part of Krishna's journey or over 200 plus other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Krishna.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path, so make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the online success journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form. By clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of patients and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.